Manx Museum is 100 years old this year. It is home to an extraordinary collection of artefacts and archives that help tell the story of the Isle of Man and its people. To celebrate our centenary, we have curated a special exhibition and podcast, Museum 100, which will feature a kaleidoscope of treasures from our collections. I'm Katie King, Curator of Art and Social History for Manx National Heritage, and today I'm going to talk to you about the Juan Nan Watterson family armchair. If you see it here in the Museum 100 exhibition, you might walk past it and think, oh, what an ordinary, old, battered, slightly grubby chair. You know, that surely that can't be of any significance to Manx history. But in fact, this is one of my favourite objects, not only in the exhibition, but in the collection I care for generally. And it's for many reasons. And lots of the objects we hold here in our collections have layers of stories behind them. And we don't just collect the objects, we collect the stories that go with them. And often it's the stories that add this meaning to the artefact in question. So when we look at this chair, you see it's the seat is missing. You can see it's got some damage to the arms. And that's because it's of a great age. This chair was constructed in the year 1700 by a man called Juan Watterson. And he lived in a small house in the Howe in Rushen, in the south of the Isle of Man. And he has built this particular chair using his own particular styling and using reclaimed wood. So the wood is actually much older than the chair itself. So that makes it quite interesting. And also, he's not a joiner and he's not used traditional joinery tools. He's used shipbuilding tools like adzes to make the structure of the chair. So when you look at the struts and the side and the arms, you'll see they've got these unusual angles on them and unusual groove marks. And that is because, one, he's used reclaimed timber that has probably been washed up on the beach and places like that. And also, you can see these little groove marks caused by the shipbuilding tools. So that makes it interesting as well. So not only is it of fantastic age, in the 1980s, a furniture expert came to the Isle of Man and studied our furniture collection here at Manx National Heritage. And they identified that a lot of the chairs that have survived on the Isle of Man of the sort of armchair style are all of an English tradition. So the joiners on the Isle of Man were using an English style of joinery. This particular chair was positively identified as one of only three that have survived from this period that are of unique Manx construction. And he's identified this grouping as a Manx armchair. So this is the only place in the world where you will see armchairs like this. So I think that's a pretty exciting fact to layer onto that. And then the final claim to fame to this particular chair is that it is said in its story, in its family history that came with it, that when John Wesley, the father of Methodism, visited the Isle of Man in the 1700s, he was said to have stood upon this very chair when he preached to the people of the Howe. So it's also connected to this very important historical figure who was well known for standing on chairs to preach to crowds because he was of quite small stature. So so this chair, we know the family history of everybody who's sat on it, we know who built it, we know it's a unique Manx armchair, and one of the most important people in religious history stood upon it. And if you walk past it, you just think, oh, that's an old chair. And that's why stories matter.